NBC News Radio, I'm Scott Carr. The Congressional Committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot is ready to press criminal charges against former Trump strategist Steve Bannon. A vote for the matter is set for Tuesday. Bannon has so far refused to cooperate with the Democrat-led panel after receiving a subpoena. The committee's chair accuses Bannon of stonewalling. The Hollywood film industry was headed toward a major shutdown with a strike by Los Angeles stage workers, but now that's likely averted. About 60,000 members of the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees were about to begin a nationwide strike Monday, which would have shut down production on dozens of movies and TV shows. Here's NBC's Morgan Chesky.
We could see Hollywood essentially stopped in its tracks, and we've seen similar situations before. You go back to 2007, a massive writer strike had a significant impact. A lot of shows had to either postpone or stop new seasons entirely, and in a lot of cases, shows were canceled.
The three-year contract agreed to on Saturday still has to be ratified by the union's members. At least 17 American missionaries have reportedly been kidnapped in Haiti. Haitian security forces tell CNN 14 adults and three minors were kidnapped by gang members Saturday. The missionaries reportedly abducted while traveling north of Port-au-Prince after visiting an orphanage. It's anticipated former President Bill Clinton will be discharged from a California hospital today. Here's Brad Siegel.
Clinton was admitted to the University of California Irvine Medical Center on Tuesday with a urinary tract infection that then spread to his bloodstream. His spokesperson says Clinton continued to make excellent progress Saturday and remained overnight to continue receiving antibiotics before an expected release on Sunday.
The baseball season's winding down. The American League Championship Series tied now after the Red Sox topped the Astros last night in Houston 9-5. Scott Carr, NBC News Radio.